The couple that we're going to introduce is from right here in Houston, Texas. All right, they're the leaders. That's right. That's right. Folks, the couple that we're going to introduce right now are gold executives in our company, top 10 income earners in less than 14 months, have made very serious income in the network marketing industry, income several hundred thousand dollars a year plus. Now, this couple also serves on the leadership council, advising our CEO on a weekly basis on very detailed and very specific direction of where this company is to go. This couple also advises Brad and Marcia Hager on their weekly leadership call as well, advising the Hager Marketing Group and what direction that we're taking. And in addition, for the year 2003, this gentleman here was elected by his peers as the 2002 Man of the Year. Yeah, that's right. Now let's all stand and give a big, huge Houston welcome to Holton and Earlene Muggs.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Guys, we're very excited to be here, obviously, and thank you for that awesome welcome. And I'll tell you guys, what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to turn it over to the person who actually is the muscle behind the madness. You know, I'm out front doing the easy part. This stuff here is easy, standing on stage. And I'll tell you guys, our business would be a fraction of what it is today if it wasn't for my wife. I mean, she does the hard part. I'll tell you, you know, she definitely deserves a whole lot more time on stage than I do. She never wants to get up here. And so don't take it lightly, guys. I'm telling you, when you see us brutes up here, it's normally the women who's actually doing all the work, okay? But actually, I want you to hear from my beautiful bride, Earlene.
Thank y'all so much. I mean, I feel so welcomed in this room. That is so fabulous. All the claps and applause. And, you know, this has been a life-changing weekend for us. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I feel something special in this room. And I have seen the emotion from some people go from, you know, a little bit, oh, what are we going to expect from this weekend, to, man, I got exactly what I came for and then some. So congratulations to you who decided to change whatever you needed to change to be here. You know, this can be the first day of the rest of your life. And that's exciting when you come and hear Brad say, you know what, the main ingredient in everything that we do in this business is you. Man, you know, how much more clearer can that be? It took us years to get that. Just that one thing was worth the whole weekend. And, you know, Holton and I, like he said, we've been in the industry for a while, so we're not just starting out. But, you know, the reason why we found so much passion in this business is for our family. We have a 5-year-old. I don't know if many of you have heard us talk about him, but, I mean, he is the most incredible little boy. And that's my why. You know, we've had to make a lot of sacrifices to be up here. It's not easy. I wish I could say that it was easy. But it's probably been the hardest thing we've ever had to do. You know, but when I can stay at home with my son and not have somebody in control of my life, I'd do it all over again, and then some. Yeah, you know, I found out real early that I was allergic to bosses. You know, they don't do well on me. But I tell you what I'm most excited about is the people that we have coming on. We have a great team of people who are committed to their dreams and goals. And it's nothing like being able to help someone in the process of achieving your goals. You know, we're going to do what we do in this business anyway. But if I could help a whole lot of people, you know, in addition to what I have to do for my family, that's the best kind of combination. I couldn't do that working for a bank. I used to work for a bank when I was in college. And, you know, there was no value there. You know, no value there for what I wanted to do with my life. I want to make a difference. There's a whole lot of things I want to do. And standing behind a counter, you know, as a teller or a loan officer just wasn't it. You know, we've had an opportunity to make an impression on a 74-year-old woman. You guys, I don't know if you've met Rose Graham, but if you haven't had a chance, you know, go up to her, shake her hand. She's an incredible lady. You know, I couldn't do that. I couldn't have an impression on someone, you know, after they've passed the age of retirement. You know, being able to put extra money in their pocket, having her not have to worry about being a burden to her family. That's incredible. You know, that is incredible. And I'm so grateful and thankful for this opportunity. You know, the people that we're most going to impact aren't even in this room yet. The people that we're going to make the most impression in changing their lives and doing things for their family, you know what, we haven't even met them yet. So when you're out there, you know, don't be afraid to extend your hand out to somebody. You never know what people are suffering with. There are a lot of people out there who are looking for something. Don't listen to the people who tell you that this won't work, because I'm here to tell you there are people that are praying that you're going to extend your hand. You know, don't be afraid to do that. Please don't. You know, I thank God every day for the phone call my husband got that reintroduced us to this industry, because we were in another company and we didn't make a lot of money for a lot of years. We were broke, negative. We had a furniture company that owned us. You know, there was a point in time in our lives where we were more concerned about things than money. You know, that was an education. You know, we had to learn that, you know what, the most important thing for me and for my family is to have freedom. Cash is the only thing that can do that, financial freedom. Otherwise, I'd be working for somebody else for the rest of my life. So I don't know what your dreams and goals are, but I'm here to say that, you know what, do yourself and your family a favor. Find that out. Find out why you're working this business. What is it that you really want from your life? What is it that your family needs? You know, find that out. That is the most important thing. And I can tell you what, when we really got serious about it, really got committed to our dreams and goals, our business has never been the same. Our lives haven't been the same. You know, I wake up every day, I'm so grateful. Just little things like having a maid. I don't know what, you know, what the ladies out there want, but you know what? I love my house clean, but I tell you what, I don't like to clean it. And it doesn't take a lot of money to do that. Pay a person $100 not to be stressed out about those kinds of things. You know, lifestyle is, oh my God, you know, doing whatever I want to do. You know, I'm a lady of leisure. But thank you very much for your time, and God bless you all.
Okay, guys, that's the reason why we go out there and take the nose and take it on the chin every single day. Because I tell you, without my wife, our household definitely wouldn't run the same. It'd be very difficult to build a business. But you know what? It didn't start just now. You know, we're 30 years old right now. And when Erlene and I first met and actually first called ourselves what we call dating, she was 12 years old and I was 13. So we've been together since we were 13 years old. So that was like junior high school sweetheart. Okay. And so that means I had to raise her into the lady she is today. Right? I know that was going to get me in trouble. But anyway, guys, we're really excited about what's going on here. But the first thing we have to do is this, guys. We have to give credit where credit is due. I mean, there's some other people that have really contributed to our success in this business. And, you know, we have to thank our upline. You know, because the thing I'll tell you guys is this. You know what? If it weren't for the people in our upline, guess what? None of us would be here. None of us would be here. So I have to thank Lisa Head and Tex Sandlin, and I have to thank Ron Goles for taking me by the hand when I first got started. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to show you the business side of this entire thing. So, you know, I have to thank Susan and Gary Walsh. I mean, our upline platinums. I mean, guys, those people are what I call the heartbeat of this company. They are the absolute heartbeat of this company. I mean, just transparent, just totally transparent people. And those are people that if you ever need them, guess what? They are there for you. So I'm so fortunate to be a part of their organization. I mean, it's just incredible. And then what else can I say about Brad and Marcia, guys? I mean, if it wasn't for the vision that they had, if it wasn't for the trials and tribulations that they had gone through, because they could have given up on this industry a long time ago. They could have said, hey, listen, we've had our ups and downs. You know what? Forget it. We're just going to go ahead and start us a traditional business. But because he still had the dream and he had a chance to look at hundreds of companies, and guess what? He chose this one here. And because he chose that company, now my wife and I, we have an opportunity. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we have the success that we have today is because of the mentorship and the direction and the guidance of Brad and Marcia Hager. Guys, and I'll tell you one thing. If you ever want to be extremely successful, I'm not saying that you don't have other qualified people in your upline, but what we've done, if you want to know really what we've done, some people ask me, what's the secret? Since I've got involved in this business, and Brad can tell you, every time he's on stage, I just model what he's doing. And I look at the way that he does it, and I'm just taking notes, not on what he's saying, I'm taking notes on why he's saying it and the purpose behind what he's doing, because this guy is an absolute genius, in my opinion. And then his wife, you know, Marcia, she's just so calm. You know, Brad talks 100 miles a minute, and Marcia, she's just like one of those ducks just floating on top of water, but at the bottom, she's just pelling like crazy. But you can't tell, just so graceful. So, number one, thanks to those guys, because if it wasn't for them, we definitely wouldn't have the opportunity that we have here. But as Erlene talked about our story, you know, it's been incredible. I mean, you know, she did talk about us having experience in network marketing. We started when we were in college, and we didn't have a whole lot of success. You know, we didn't. 7 years. 7 years, we didn't have a whole lot of success. But I'll tell you the reasons for that a little bit later. And what we decided to do at that time, we learned that if we want to control our own destiny, it's going to have to start by owning your own business. And we already knew that we couldn't work for a company for 30, 40, 50 years and expect to have glory days. And so we started our own company. And guess what, guys? We were doing it. At that time, we were making what I call good money. We were making about $150,000, $180,000 a year with our company. And we were around 22 years old when I started that company. And we had what we call a decent lifestyle, fair lifestyle at that time. Eating out, you know, nice cars, nice homes, things like that. You know, wife wasn't working. I had my own business that really owned me. And then guess what happened 4 years later? Didn't plan on this. 4 years later, everybody else found out the same products that we were selling, they start selling them the same exact way, which made our income go down because we had to sell four times as much furniture to make the same income because competition set in, prices got reduced. But guess what? That left us with the lifestyle that was about up here. But our income was down here. And guys, I don't know if any of y'all ever lived like that. That's called being broke. That's exactly what it was. And that's where we were 3.5 years ago before we found the industry of internet network marketing again. And you know what? What we did is we got on our knees and we were just praying and we were asking for God to send something into our lives so that we could make a difference financially. And we thought it was going to be more customers for our business. It wasn't. You know what it was? It was that telephone call, probably like the one that you got. Buddy of mine called me up and said, hey, Holton, listen, there's some people making a fortune on the internet. We need to take a look at what they're doing. And guess what Mr. Broke Guy was doing at that time? I was so negative. I was negative. Told him all the things of why it wouldn't work. And, you know, everybody's a crook. Everybody's going to jail. All that type of stuff. And the reason I said that, because misery loves company. And I didn't want to see him go out and do something successful when I'm over here just selling for mediocrity at that time. Didn't know what I was going to do. 3 days later, he gave me another phone call. 3 days later. Yeah, and I'm so happy that he gave us that second phone call, because what happened was this, guys. He says, listen, we really need to take a look at what these guys are doing. And at that time, see, I had gone back and I had gotten a job. You know, my furniture business went down, so that means we couldn't make enough money from my own business to support our lifestyles. We were what I call financially dependent on somebody else to provide a job for us. I couldn't stand my job. I was working in sales for a company. Didn't like the job, didn't like the boss, didn't like the secretary. I didn't like anybody over there. I just didn't. And he called me back. He says, Holton, listen, we need to go ahead and take a look. This is what I asked him, okay? I said, listen, who in this company is making some money? You know why? Because, see, my grandfather told me when I was 8 years old, he says, son, listen, if you ever want to become successful in life, find somebody who's done what you want to do and duplicate what they've done. My grandfather died with a fourth grade education, but he died with a whole lot of money. Now, he didn't leave any of it for me, okay? But he had a whole lot of it. And I took that advice and I said, who in this company is making some money? And he proceeded to tell me about this gentleman named Darren. And we called up Darren. I mean, Darren was an awesome. Now, guys, let me share something with you about Darren. Okay, this is my first exposure to internet network marketing. He puts me on the phone with this guy, Darren. Now, Darren is from South Carolina. Excuse me, Brad, but he had a horrible accent. He talked faster than Brad. But the only difference was this. This guy had a speech impediment. And when you mix all of that stuff together, you have no idea what they're saying. But the only thing that I got from what Darren was saying was this. He was going a mile a minute. Next thing you know, I heard this calm and easy. I heard, I'm 32 years old and I've been retired for 8 years. And that I heard very clear. And I reached over to my buddy. I said, you know what? Okay. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, how'd you do that? You know, because my parents told me, you know, you retired at 65. And this guy said, I've been, you know, working with the company for X amount of years, and I've been making around a $40,000 income on a monthly basis for the last 8 years. And I told my buddy, I said, you know what, this guy has to be lying because companies don't pay people that amount of money who talk that bad. I said, but you know what, I want to find out what he's lying about. And I asked the guy, I said, listen, you know, I'm not interested in making that $40,000 that quickly. What I was interested in, guys, is this. We were just looking for something to get us back to even flow. We were behind on our bills at that time about $500 a month. And I asked the guy, I said, listen, will you still work with me if I only want to make $500 on a monthly basis? And can I get there in the next 2 months? Guys, I'm going to share with you how small my goals were 3.5 years ago. I want to make $500 per month. Now, guys, the internet is creating trillions of dollars. I wanted $500 of it on a monthly basis. So don't look at me now and think, oh, man, these guys have always had big dreams. Yeah, we've been big dreamers and had big goals. But in this industry, guess what, guys? I had 7 years of never making any money before. Okay, 7 years of not making money. And so why would I expect to all of a sudden just become a multimillionaire overnight? I wanted $500 a month. And that would have been a huge month for me compared to my last 7 years. And he says, you know what? not only will I help you, he said, here, I'm going to give you this to do. And he said, if you go ahead and do this, and this, 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to get that type of income. And guys, this is what we did, because we didn't have a choice. I had to make $500 a month, okay? Or they were going to come and start repossessing all that stuff that we had borrowed on credit, if you know what I mean. And what we did is we got in, and I didn't do just part of what he said. We did twice the work that he told us. Okay, and guess what happened, guys? We weren't making, you know, we didn't do $500 our second month in business. Actually, 7 weeks later from the day that I talked to that guy and he gave me those instructions, which was less than 2 months away to make $500, 7 weeks later, guys, I was able to walk away from my job that I hated, and I retired at 27 years old because this guy told me exactly what to do, and we did double what we were supposed to do and then triple what we were supposed to do, and the rewards were absolutely huge. And I never forget when I called in to work, and this is what happened. Work for a company. Anybody here ever been in sales where you have those Monday morning sales meetings? You know, how many of y'all hate those Monday mornings, especially early in the morning? Well, we had our meetings, they were at 8 o'clock. And I had a manager, and I can't say his name, but his initials are P-A-T. But anyway, and I'll never forget, you know, it's 8 o'clock coming on that Monday morning. And like I say, our income at that time had got up to a point more per week than we were making in a month and a half after 7.5 weeks based on what we were doing in networking. And so we woke up 8 o'clock that morning. I should have been at the office at 8 o'clock. At 8:30, guess what I started to do? I went downstairs and we started eating breakfast at 8:30. We finished breakfast maybe around 8:50, somewhere around 9 o'clock. I make a decision to go ahead and call Pat. So I pick up the phone and we call Pat. And I'll tell you guys, if you work for Pat, you don't be late at one of Pat's sales meetings. And so we pick up the phone, I call Pat. So yeah, this is Pat. I say, hey, Pat, how you doing? This is Holton. He say, don't you know you should have been here, blah, 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 blah. You know, you should have been here at this meeting. And I'm like, ho, watch who you're talking to, buddy. You know, let's just watch it right now. I said, well, I'm just calling in. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, I'm calling in well. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm not coming in anymore. Okay? And that was because, guys, what we did was this. What we did is we just put our nose down to, I mean, we didn't have a choice. It was like, it wasn't even an option for us. And, guys, that's when success starts to take place. And this is what we did, guys, and this is the motto of what our story is. And so if people always want to know, well, Holton, what have you done since you've been in this company to become successful? Guys, all we've done is what I call eat the crust first. Well, what do we mean by that? You know, well, some people don't like pie crust, especially when they burn it. Well, I'll tell you what, if you just turn that pie around and you eat the crust first, guess what you have to end with? You have all the good stuff to end with. And so you got to get the hard parts out first. And so when it came to recruiting, when he told us, hey, listen, what you need to do is you need to sponsor this amount of people, I didn't like recruiting people. But guess what I did? I got the hard part out first, and I started recruiting the people, so we ate the crust first. He told us, hey, listen, Holton, you're going to have to learn this. You're going to have to learn that. Guess what? Those are things that I wasn't comfortable doing. Guys, you don't believe this. I know you don't believe this, but I used to be afraid to speak in front of people. Right now, today, even when I do presentations, I get jitters before I come up on stage. You can ask my wife. I get nervous before I come on stage. I'd rather not be talking in front of people. But guess what I had to do, guys? I had to eat the crust first. You know why? Because my joy of freedom and living the way we live right now is a whole lot bigger than my fear of speaking in front of other people. And when I tell you guys, this is what I had to realize. This is what I had to realize. You've got to do the uncomfortable things. You've got to do the uncomfortable things. You know, the size of your dream will always be determined by the size of the obstacles that will stop you from achieving them. And so now our dreams are bigger than life because that's the only thing that's going to stop us from achieving our goals. But when your dream is only as big as your job, guess what? Someday the boss will come and tell you, hey, listen, it's either going to be network marketing or this job. And guess what happened? You'll lose your dream and you'll go for the job. When your dream is as big as your family, you know what? Some of you maybe have a wife or a husband that may not be so supportive. And if they tell you, hey, if you go back out there and try to make me rich, I'm leaving you. And I'm not telling you what to do in that scenario. But when I got married, it was my choice for richer or poor. I'm choosing richer. And so, you know, I wasn't going to leave it up to my wife to determine whether or not I was going to help her become successful. And so I'm telling you guys, what we did is we just got a huge, huge, huge dream, and we just started going to work. Was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. Why? Because we had a lot of friends that did not get involved into the business. I'm talking about the ones that you, how many of y'all have people that you just knew were going to get involved? Guess what, guys? We had those people, too. We had them lined up. I already knew that right now they're supposed to be diamonds in this business. We just knew that they were going to get involved. And guess what, guys? They just said no. They said no. And guess what? It hurt a little bit, but it didn't stop where we were trying to go. And that was the key thing, guys. It wasn't easy, you know, especially when you drive across town, or you drive not even across town, you drive several hundred miles to go and present to somebody, and nobody shows up, not even the person you were going to do the presentation for. You know, and so that type of stuff wasn't easy. You know, it wasn't easy when we were building the business and we didn't have money, and there were times that we had to make a decision between whether we were going to make sure that we had the business briefing or whether we were going to pay our mortgage payment. You know what some people do? Well, they pay the mortgage payment. But what are you going to do next month? You can't afford the mortgage payment or the business briefing then. And so what we did, we ate the crust first and we took care of business, because if we took care of business, that means that next month we would have more money for mortgage payment and for our business briefing. And so what we did, we just made sure that we got our priorities in order. And I'll tell you guys, you know, some people look at us right now. We came into this company, and yeah, we had some success, you know, right away. And yeah, we've got some successes that are going on. We got a group that's really on fire. Y'all haven't seen anything yet. And some people said, man, you know what? Y'all just did it real quick. It just happened for you overnight. Guys, let me tell you something. No, it didn't happen for us overnight. Let me give you an example. If you ever want to measure what our success has been, I want to give you an example of our success, of what it's taken for us to get to where we are in this business now. How many of you have ever heard of the story of the Chinese bamboo tree? A Chinese bamboo tree is a tree that they grow over in China, obviously. I did some research and I figured that out after about 12 hours of research. Yeah. It's kind of like the guy who goes up, you know, to McDonald's and says, hey, listen, how much are those 99 cent hamburgers? You know, but anyway, what you do is this, guys, because you have to be persistent. You got to be persistent. And so Chinese bamboo trees, what you do is you take the seeds and you plant them in the ground. And what you have to do for the first week is you have to water it. Certain amount of water it needs every day. But not only for the first week, the second week, third week, fourth week, the first year, you're watering this plant. Guess what? You see no results whatsoever. Now, you don't see one single piece of evidence that you even planted some seeds. I'm talking about for a whole entire year. Guess what happens the second year? You have to water it every single day, a certain amount of water. And in any day, or any time period or any time frame, within a five-year period of time that you miss watering this plant, giving it the proper water and nutrients, guess what? You have to start the entire process over. And for five long years, you will continue to water and go out there every single day and water, and you don't see any results. And I draw a parallel because, you know what, there were times before when we weren't as good showing the plan. We'd go out there and show the plan, won't sponsor. We'll show the plan, won't sponsor. We'll share the plan, don't sponsor. We'll share the plan, don't sponsor. We'd share the plan, don't sponsor. We'd share the plan and don't sponsor. So we weren't seeing any results coming in. But guess what happens with the Chinese bamboo tree after 5 years of persistent and consistent activity? After a period of about 3 to 4 weeks, after 5 years of consistent watering, that tree will shoot up about 90 feet tall in 3 to 4 weeks. Now, I've got a question for you. How long did it take that tree to grow? Was it 3 to 4 weeks? Or was it 5 years? So, guys, don't look at our success and say, you know what, you guys have only been here at, you know, just this amount of months here, 14 months, and you're so successful. No, guys, it's taken us, we've been in this industry 11 years. It took us 7 years of cultivating the ground. Guess what? The key thing about the system that Brad has put in place and weekends like this is that you don't have to take 7 years. Because, see, I didn't have this type of training. We didn't have a system like this. It was like throwing mud up on a wall and seeing what sticks. It was the scenario Brad talked about. Our sponsor would tell us, hey, listen, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And I say, hey, I made $11 last month. He'll say, keep doing what you're doing. And so with this system that we've got, I tell you guys, it's been absolutely incredible. But that's what it was. It was just consistent effort, consistent effort. And let me give you something that you want to write down, because this is a motto of what we live by. Commitment to continuity produces emotional stability. Commitment to continuity produces emotional stability. And see, what we notice is this, guys, is that when we were doing the business, you know, you have those distributors that they have one real good week or they have two real good weeks. And they hit it real hard for 2 weeks, and what they'll do is they'll lay off. Okay. Those are the ones that are very unstable, because they'll come up to you. Some days they're high, some days they're lower than a pregnant aunt. And so what we wanted to do was this. We wanted to make sure that within a certain time frame, and what we did is we made sure that we locked out 90-day segments that we were completely consistent. Okay? Because I could only be so consistent and so focused for 90 days at a time. And then maybe we take a week of, you know, a break or whatever, and then 90 days again, we just hit it. And we didn't care about how long it was going to take. We never checked the results. We just went out there and we put the work effort in. And then afterwards, we start looking for some signs of success. But we already knew that if you plan, we were going to receive. We already knew that if we did exact same things that Brad talked about, that we were going to have the same incomes that he'd have. And that's all that we've done since we've been involved in this company. That's it. But the biggest thing was this, guys. We developed a huge, huge, huge why. We developed a huge, huge, huge dream. And that, I think that's the catalyst. That was the focal point. And we just let those long-term dreams and those long-term goals not stop us when we had short-term failures. Long-range dreams and goals keep you in the game when you have short-term failures. But when your goal is just, what are you going to do next week, and you don't accomplish it, that's what wipes you out. And all we've been doing now, guys, is we've just been sharing the story. People say, man, you guys are great at presenting. Guys, it's not about presenting. You know what we do? We just get up and we share our story with passion. You know why? Because I can look each person in the eye that I bring into this business without a blink, without a doubt, they can be successful in this business. And we believe that they can be successful in this business. And so when people get in, when we talk to them about the business, they don't get in because we make X amount of dollars per week. They get in because they know that we believe and that we know that we can help them make money. And if you're having a problem bringing those people into the business, check your belief. Check your belief level. It's not the program. It's not the people. It's not the system. It's your belief level. And guys, what are some of the results? Well, what has it accomplished for us? Because, you know, sometimes you come here, you get all of the training, you get the why, you get the, I mean, Brad did an incredible job on getting you right yesterday. And then we talk about, you know, the systems, the ad programs that he's put in place. But sometimes you don't see enough of the results. You don't see enough of the results. I just want to share with you in the last couple minutes, well, what has it meant for us to be successful in network marketing? What awaits each and every one of you if you just go out there and be consistent and persistent 90 days at a time in 90-day intervals and make a decision that you're going to work this business and quitting is not an option? First of all, if that's an option, it's not going to happen. Well, let me tell you what some of the results are. When I had that job, I told you I was able to flush that job. And now we've been financially independent since I was 27 years old. That was 3 years ago. Okay, guys, it's great to be able to earn your own money. You know why? Because I know if anything ever happens, I already know that I'm confident in our ability to go out there and create the income because I never got job dependent. So we were financially independent. That means now, guys, we sleep when we get tired of staying up. We wake up when we get tired of sleeping. Guys, that's fun. Okay, we don't even have a clock in our room, in our bedroom. You come to our room, we don't have a clock in our bedroom. You know why? We don't have anywhere to be if we don't want to be there. And all we wanted, guys, we really just wanted the taste of freedom. We have a 5-year-old son that she talked about. Incredible. I mean, he's a little genius. We pay more for him to go to private school than we paid for me and for her to go to college. And he's only 5 years old in kindergarten. You know why? Because we didn't say, let's find the cheapest school that we can put him into that's convenient. We say, let's find one of the top 5 schools in the city and let's go and interview these teachers and make sure that they're going to be able to handle a genius child. And let's not worry about what the cost is going to be. But you know what? That's called having choices, guys. That's called freedom. Guys, we were, and I'm not embarrassed to say, we were able to go from having a car that we had to turn back into the dealership a while back when finances were real bad, when our furniture business, to going out to the Lexus dealership and using the one payment plan. And we went out to Westside Lexus, you know, and I never forget, I went over there, we talked to the guy, and I say, that's the one I want, big LS400 sedan. And he says, well, yeah, man, he said, how's your credit? I said, well, that's another story. I said, but I'll tell you what I'd like to do is this. We like that car. He said, we can put it into 60 payments for you. I said, great. I said, can I pay all 60 payments at one time? And guys, we purchased our car cash money, no payments at all. That's what this industry has been able to do for us. This past December, guys, you heard about the cruise that we went on. And guys, guess what? We've got 3 to 4 countries every single year that we'll go into different than the United States. We never thought about going to different countries. To us, Galveston was a great vacation. And so now those are the type of plans that this industry of network marketing is giving us. It's those type of freedoms. But for Christmas, I was able to spoil my wife with a beautiful 4.5-carat diamond ring, guys. If she has it, if you ever want to see it, she'll show it to you. You don't even have to come up there too close. You can see it from across the street over there. But guess what, guys? With that ring, but let me just share with you what the fruits have done. I'm showing you what the 90-foot tree has done in a short period of time, but the 7 years of planning it took to get it. 4.5-carat diamond ring that we were able to purchase, it cost more than my first brand new car, and we paid cash for the ring. Don't have any payments on it. We didn't finance it. Okay? Guess what? She just turned 30 years old last month, and this is what we did. We threw her an incredible surprise birthday party. Some of you had the pleasure of being there. And we didn't just do it second rate. We didn't just say, okay, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a birthday party. We're going to just surprise her and say happy birthday. No, when you pulled up to our house, guess what? We didn't want, we knew it was going to be a lot of people, and we didn't want you to have to park all the way around the corner. So we had valet parkers at our house to pick you up at the front of my house and drive your car around the corner. And they ran back in the cold rain and stood out there. We had a live band, a 4-person band to be inside the house for music. We didn't want disco, we didn't want just a radio or just somebody spinning CDs. We wanted live music. I called up her mom and I said, hey, listen, I'm throwing your daughter a birthday party. Why don't you get on a plane tomorrow and I need you to be here and we're going to surprise her with that. We're just looking for all type of extras. We called up one of the companies that provided the nicest food there. We had them professionally cater the whole house of sweet parts. And I'll wrap it up with this, guys. What this whole weekend is all about. You know, when God was putting together human creation, and he had gotten everything done, he had figured out where he was going to put our mind, he figured out where he was going to put our right arm and our left arm and all that stuff, and it was two things left that he was looking to place. And that was success and happiness. And he had three little helpers, and one helper, was thinking. They say, well, you know what? I tell you what, we need to make sure that we take happiness and success, and we need to put it somewhere far, far away because we want man to be able to, challenge himself and go and get it, because if you give it right to him, it's just going to be so easy. And so the first little guy said, hey, I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? You see that mountain up there? Let's put it high, high, high up on the mountain, because you know what? Nobody's ever climbed that mountain so far, and I doubt if he'll ever get it. And we'll make him stronger just because he tried to go and get it. And then God thought and said, well, you know what? Somebody will eventually climb that mountain. And then the other little helper said, you know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we go way out there into the ocean, miles and miles and miles out? Let's just put happiness and success way down at the root, at the floor, thousands of feet below, because nobody will ever go down there and find it. And then one of the elves said, well, you know what? Somebody eventually will go out there and find it. And then the little smartest little helper said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take happiness and success and put it right inside of man? Because you know what? 9 times out of 10, he'll never look for it. And so, guys, what we're saying is this. Freedom, happiness, success, guess where it is? It's right there inside you. And all you've got to do is open up, eat the crust first, and it all belongs to you, guys. We love you. Congratulations to each and every one of you, guys. Awesome.